Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host, and it's so great to be with you on this. Well, what can we say? This is the weather that you pay your taxes for because it's just perfect. I mean, could you ask for anything better? It's a little hot. It's not that bad. Come on, the nights are beautiful. It's clear outside right now. You got a view you can see forever. Well, for those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, you hear the jingle? Yes, I am the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And that's because I am a lawyer. And I am licensed to practice law in the state of California. And I also am a financial advisor who happens to run a firm. So I have lots of knowledge when it comes to the financial world as well, doing this for over 25 years. We're broadcasting live right now out of our humble little studio here in downtown Oakland. Even the criminals try and get here, but we keep them out. They don't know what they're doing. But anyway, this is a great place, and we still love it. And we're enjoying it. So we're live right now in our studio here in Oakland. And if you have a question, maybe something came up. I'll tell you what, this past week has been incredible. I'll get to that in a minute. But if you have a question, you want an answer, you don't know what to do, you want to talk to a lawyer, and you don't want to have to pay any money, call this number, 808-5627. Again, the number is 415-808-5627. And I'll be more than happy to help you out. But I'll tell you what, this past week was something else. Listen to this number, $7.9 million. Let's get your attention, right? It's a pretty good amount of money. All sitting in cash. What? Exactly. So we're going to talk about that. I also had a really great one this week about Social Security. And I'll tell you what, Social Security has got to be one of the easiest ways that you've paid for to make quite a bit of money in retirement. It's your money, and constantly people are making mistakes about it. So this morning we're going to talk about stories that came up this past week to a number of people who called me and who came through the office. It was quite a week. I'm actually kind of exhausted right now, so if I don't sound it, well, thank you. But anyway, it was quite a week. So I'm going to share some stories with you today that I think are going to really enlighten your world quite a bit, because a lot of people continue to ask the same sort of questions, and I just want to help you get the answers. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to get yourself together. If you have a question, maybe something came up and you want some help, 808-5627. Now, let's get started. This was an email that I received this week from Kathy up in Sonoma, and it was quite touching. So let's talk about it for a minute. It says, Mr. Sandman, I hope this finds you and your family well. We are all doing fine. Don's passing has impacted all of us in various ways, but we are bound and determined to live a life he would have been proud of. We are blessed to have one another along with a great supporting family, as well as wonderful friends that keep us in their hearts and in their lives. Yesterday, I was applying for Social Security benefits online. For those of you who don't know how to do that, again, this is going to be packed with information for you. So Kathy knows this. You go to ssa.gov. Again, write that down, ssa.gov. And when you get there, you can apply for your Social Security benefits online. I'll go back to the story. So she was applying for her SSI benefits online as she's turning 62 in October. And again, for those of you who don't know, when you are 62, you are eligible to start collecting your Social Security. But it starts to get confusing here. So just stay with me. I had thought I had been advised, not by me, by the way, to receive Social Security benefits early and then apply for Don's benefit when I reach 66 years and 6 months. Now, there's a number of things going on in that sentence. Because what it's saying that her full retirement age, which was 66 years and 6 months, that means that she was born in 1957. I'll get to that in a minute, how you figure all that out. That's important because full retirement age gets you your spouse's benefit up to the maximum amount you can get. And I'll talk about that too here. Okay, so what she's saying is her husband had passed away. She wanted to get Social Security. She was applying for it, and she wanted to find out how she could get her husband's benefit, which was meaningful more than hers, and this is what she's asking about. On the application, it asks, if I am employed or plan on being so in 2019-2020. I work part-time, and I make about $45,000 a year. Please let me know what I should do. I am so grateful to have you in my life and for your continued guidance. Thank you so very much, Kathy. Now, Kathy, thank you for bringing this to our attention because there's a lot of people out there right now who don't know how to answer that question. Now, Kathy's unique. She lost her husband, Don, a few years ago, and now she's all by herself. And they evidently listened to my show, which is great. I appreciate that. Thank you. But she's got a real problem right now. What should she do? Should she apply for Social Security right now at age 62 while she's making $45,000 a year of income? Well, the answer to the question is I wouldn't, Kathy. I don't think you should. And here's why. Let's back up and let's figure out, first of all, what a full retirement age is, your FRA. This is really important you understand this. Everybody out there right now has something called an FRA, whether you were born in 1972, whether you were born in 1942, you have an FRA. Let me give you an example. Someone born in 1942, your FRA is 65 years and 10 months. That's your FRA. If you were born in 1972, your FRA is 67. What does that mean? It means that you can get, in this case, Kathy can get up to 50% of her deceased husband's Social Security benefit when she reaches her full retirement age. So like she said, her full retirement age was 66 and 6 months. So we know from my little calculator here that she was born in 1957. All right. So just to start out with that. So first thing you need to figure out is what is your FRA? Now, even if your husband or your wife's still alive, you still need to figure out your FRA. I'm talking about someone who lost their husband here, but it still is a concept that applies to everybody. Whether you're alive or you're deceased, it still applies to you. You need to know these numbers. All right, so now that you know that, let's get back into Kathy's question, which is right now, Kathy is working. She's going to turn 62 this October, and she's making $45,000 a year part-time here in the Bay Area, which again is, you know, we know it's expensive to live here, and $45,000 comes on pretty quick. So here she is with all that happening, and she wants to know if she should take her Social Security right now because maybe she needs it. But here's how this works. If you are single, which is what she is, she's going to be filing single, and she makes less than $25,000 of income, which we just found out she didn't, then 0% of her Social Security would be taxed. She doesn't fall into that category. So Kathy, you could either work less, make like $24,672, and don't go to work. Your boss may not like that. And then you can collect your Social Security, and it won't be taxed. And 10 years from now, you're still going to have less income. Okay? So here's what I think you should do. Keep working, and don't take it. Because as we delay taking it, that benefit will grow by about 6% until you reach your FRA. And then it will grow by 8% once you reach your FRA. So let's keep going. Because she makes $45,000 a year, she's going to be taxed at, her Social Security will be taxed at the 85% rate. What do I mean by that? Well, if you are single filing your taxes and you make over $34,000, then 85% of your Social Security will be taxed. Will be taxed. And that's just the start of it. There's also a penalty. If you make over $41,880, then Social Security is going to take back 2/3 of every dollar you make. So in this case, if she makes $45,000 and she collects Social Security at 62, they're going to take back 2/3 of every dollar she gets from Social Security. Take it back. Can you believe that? So that's what's going to happen. They're going to take that money back. So Kathy, don't do that. I want you to keep working, keep paying, getting your paycheck, and don't collect your Social Security yet. Once you get to your full retirement age, if you can work that long and make it on what you're doing, then you would go and apply for the spousal benefit. And if your spouse's benefit is greater than yours at that time, then you would take it. And that should be a good result. Now, there's also a way we can flip it and take more later when you hit 70. But these are complicated situations, Kathy. And the one thing you don't want to do here is you don't want to try and figure this out without a professional. Why is that? Because there's over 1,300 different ways to take Social Security. And it's complicated, as you can hear this. And I'm a huge proponent of educating yourself about the subject. And that's why we do this show each week, is to help educate you so you make better decisions and keep more money in your pocket. And one way, Kathy, to get ahead of this is to take advantage of our on-track retirement review to see if you're on track and educate yourself about all the aspects of Social Security. Like some of our radio show fans that we've met over the years, you've probably been meaning to call us. I appreciate the email, but you can call us. And I know it hasn't been a priority until now, because now you went online and you saw what happened. You tried to apply for Social Security and all of a sudden you get all these questions and you don't know which boxes to check. Like, am I self-employed or am I part-time employed? What should I check? I don't know. $7.9 million in cash. When I come back, we're going to talk about that. That happened this week. What are you thinking? When I come back, we'll talk about it. You are listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. We do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. So when it comes to money and married couples, one of the most common things that couples fight about is money. And that's really because the financial investing world is intimidating. It's confusing. It's volatile. And people tend to freeze and do nothing. And this week we saw that. We saw how someone who was incredibly intelligent, actually both of the couple were very intelligent, and they were frozen. They didn't want to make a bad decision with their money. They don't have a PhD in economics or finance. And so they just didn't do anything at all and had all this money. In fact, it was $7.2 million they had sitting in cash at the bank, earning about 0.0002%. So basically nothing. And they didn't know what to do. They were frozen. So we're talking about Mark and Cindy down in Sunnyvale, and Mark and Cindy picked up the phone last week, and they called us, and they came in. And like I said, both super intelligent, both have 401ks, both have saved all kinds of money over the years. They are retired now. They just retired recently. And they want to know what they should do with this money, because they do have Social Security, and that's going to help a little bit. But, of course, their living expenses. They like to travel, and they spend quite a bit a year on traveling, which is wonderful. They should do that. And they do want to leave their kids at the end of the day something. So they said, what should we do with all this money? So as we start to look at their portfolio, they had around $550,000 in a 401k that was his. She had about $245,000 in her 401k plan that was from her job. And do you think that, just knowing this couple so far from what you've heard, do you think that there was a whole bunch of mutual funds in their retirement accounts? Or do you think they went with the target date fund? What do you think? You're right. They went with the target date fund. They picked the easy one. They picked the 2020 fund. Now, I've done shows on this in the past. And when you look at target date funds, you need to be really careful. Because just because it says 2020 doesn't mean that it's conservative. It doesn't mean that it's going to align with where you are right now in your life. And in this couple's case, in Mark and Cindy's case, it just doesn't. Because they have quite a bit of money, as I said, sitting in the bank, earning basically nothing. And now all of a sudden, they're trying to retire. Now, I'll add to that, that they are 63 years old. Both of them, same age. So the fact that they're 63 years old means that they're eligible for what? Social Security, right? Should they take it? No. Because right now, with about $800,000 in retirement accounts, no income, right? Because they have all that cash sitting in the bank earning nothing. What should they do? Well, the first thing we're going to do, and I sat down here with Mark the tax man, we pulled up the tax report and we showed them how you can take distributions out of your 401k to create the income that you need to spend. Because like I said, their living expenses are about $18,000 a month. Because they travel, remember I told you that? So anyway, and they really travel, which is great. I'm glad we know. When I see people come in here and they do that and they're enjoying their life and they just want to know if they can keep doing it and we can show them, yes, you can, then that makes everybody feel really good. So in this couple's case, we showed them that, but we said, hey, there's a better way to do this. Well, what is that? Well, let's start taking money out of your 401ks now. Let's control how much tax you want to pay on that. Do you want to pay 12%? Do you want to pay 21%? Remember how we just talked about the Democratic, debate on Thursday night? Remember that? Well, what were they talking about? They were talking about raising your taxes. How are you going to increase Medicare? How are you going to increase $200 a month in Social Security benefits, Ms. Warren? You're going to tax us. So let me ask you a question. Should you take money out of your 401ks now if you can and control how much tax you pay on that? Or should you wait till you're 70 when you're going to be required to take money, 70 and a half, to be required to take money out of your 401k, and they're going to make you pay more tax. In this couple's case, which is basically 7 years away when that happens, the government's going to say to them, you have to take out a certain amount of your 401k. Whether you want to or not, you have to take it. And oh, by the way, at that time, they're probably going to have Social Security turned on as well, because you have to start, you don't have to, but you should take it later, latest to 70, because it doesn't do any good to wait after that. So they've got Social Security coming in now. They've got their RMDs coming in now from their 401ks. That's not a good result. So we showed them by taking the money out of their 401ks now to live on and paying the taxes on it that they want to pay, that over time, by doing it that way, just from a tax perspective, and Mark, the tax man here, talked about it, and he said, if you do that just from a tax perspective, look at the amount of savings that'll mean in total return to your investment. How do we know that? Because we can show on our e-money plan the growth of their portfolio using different scenarios. And in this case, we put in a tax scenario. And it actually grew the money for the kids by a significant amount. And that's without knowing what the future taxes are going to be. If we put in higher tax amounts in the future, because we don't know what they're going to go to. Did you know they're paying 60% tax in France right now? 60%. Imagine that. What if we get to something like that? It could happen. It could happen where you're paying 40, 50, 60% in tax. So if you are, what do you think that means to your family's future? It means a lot less money in the bank for your family. Now let me get to the $7.2 million sitting in the bank. Is that a good idea? Well, right now the markets are scary. Now when I come back, we're going to talk about how do you pass money on to your kids in a smart way so your son's wife, who you don't like, doesn't end up getting your money. This is Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. I'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets, which is what we do. We protect you and your assets. Enjoy doing it. And this past week has been quite a week. But before we get there, in fact, we did do a workshop this past week. And so if you missed the workshop, we'll be doing it again, Santa Clara. At Piotti's Restaurant, September 19th at 6:30. So if you haven't registered for one of those, it's a great forum where you can come in and ask questions. And we had really good discussions last Thursday night. Thank you for coming out, everyone who came out and asked great questions, great stories. And it's great when you're sitting there with your husband, your wife, and you're having questions about, of course, your situation in a public group. And you tend to give about 60% of the details, right? And as a speaker, I tend to say, look, we can go deeper if you'd like, but you've got a room audience here. So maybe you want to have a conversation after dinner, which is fine, or during dinner. You know, we do that too. So you can do that at a workshop. There is one coming up on the 19th. The way you find out about these is you go to PYA Events, pyaevents.com. And you can register right on the website, pyaevents.com. And then we have more coming up in October out there in Marin County. And I'll be doing those at Piotti's as well. Great room upstairs. Nice view of the water there and really good food. And I'm a food guy, too. I love food. So it'll be wonderful. Anyways, if you'd like to go, pyaevents.com, register there. Want to wish happy birthday to Angela Lowry. Happy birthday, Angela. Hang in there. Linda Becker, Randall Patterson, Bob Moore, and Dr. Liz Moy. Also, Gary Sloan. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you guys have a wonderful birthday and a great week. And I've been talking about this past week because we had a lot of great situations that came up, and I thought I have to share these today with you. And this last when we were talking about, which was Mark and Cindy. Mark and Cindy wanted to leave a pretty nice estate to their children. They have two kids, a son and a daughter, who are grown and who are married. And as part of their way of helping their kids, they wanted to help them buy some real estate. So Mark and Cindy went ahead and they helped their son buy a house locally, and they gave him, not in a gift, they gave him to the purchase of the property, 40%. And when it came to their daughter, they gave her around 20% because she was married as well. But again, this is not a gift because they went on title as well, and they went ahead and they're taking a deduction for their percentage of the mortgage. And the reason they did this was to protect their kids from themselves, because sure, they meet their new spouses and they may like them at first, and then things start happening over the years and it doesn't work out, and maybe they get a divorce, and so now maybe these their kids, you know, spouses sue them, sue their kids and try and collect community property on the equity that's been built up in that real estate all the years that they owned it. But the parents helped the kids get started. So is that fair for the spouse to be able to take up to 50% of the equity that you helped contribute to your child? Well, you may not think it's fair, but as you know, and as I learned in law school and through all the cases that I've been dealing with for the last 25 years, the law's not fair and life's not fair. And you need to be protected about that and be prepared. So in this case, a trust, a living revocable trust, which they didn't have, by the way. Yeah, they didn't have a trust. Was a very great first step to take to protect themselves and their children from a big problem that could be down the road. So I want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer Anthony Kojikari, network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course all the fabulous producers Marcus, Dora, Felicia, Phil back in the studio, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show with David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held incompetent. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.